We have returning guest with us today, Charlie Behrens. Now, we caught up with him last time in Springfield, Missouri at the Gilloy's Theater. We also caught up with him in Phoenix, Arizona at the Comedy Club. But now Charlie is returning to Tulsa Theater in Tulsa, Oklahoma. We're excited to get to talk to you again. How are you doing today, Charlie?
I'm doing real good, real good. Yeah, nice to chit-chat with you again. I mean, we've gone around the country, you and I, you know.
Right. Now, I got to say, this is called the Lost and Found Tour. What are people going to experience this time compared to last time?
Well, throughout the course of the show, they're going to lose themselves and then find it again, I think. No, honestly, you kind of name a tour at the beginning of your, way even before you start writing the show. So at the time, I was working on a bit about, I worked at a pool, and there were a lot of weird things in the Lost and Found, you know? So I've got a little bit that I'm working on that, and then it found its way into a few other bits. Like, I left something on an airport, on an airplane, and then I had to go through the process of trying to find it again. And let me just say, don't lose anything on an airplane, because good luck.
I want to talk about that. You just released the trailer to it. It's called your one-hour stand-up special. Can we talk about that before it comes out?
Yeah, definitely. It's a special called Neighborly, and, you know, it's a lot about life through the perspective of a Midwest guy, is really what it is, and it got a lot of stuff about my family. You know, I'm one of 12 kids, mass-produced, so we got that going for us, and then also a lot of stuff about my grandparents. Like, me and my grandma, we go gambling. So I got, you know, some stories about that. So a lot of family stories in there, and also about what's going on in the world today.
Now, I want to say, it is a YouTube exclusive. Is this correct?
Yes, it is.
All right. So we want to tell, what is the exact day that is coming out? People can watch it.
Yeah, it's coming out December 1st, so you can give it a go there. And, yeah, it's just youtube.com/Charlie Behrens. And I think people are going to like it. I'm excited.
Well, my favorite skit of your – well, you have so many. I can't pick a favorite because you're so talented. I had to narrow it down to the soda pop.
Well, you're too kind. But yeah, the pop versus soda. You know, it's a classic Midwest debate. What do you call it? My grandpa used to call it pop.
Yeah,
you know, but
well, out here we call it pop. So,
do ya?
Yes.
Okay. See, it's like different pockets of different places call it different things. Unless you're in the South, you know, and then they call everything Coke, and for God knows what reason. But you know, it's always a fun debate to figure that one out.
Oh, I love the way you create original stuff with everyday life and what goes on, and that's what makes you one of the greatest comedians out there.
Oh, man, I've got to send you a casserole for saying all those nice things. Okay, I got one frozen good. I'll put some. I'll get some dry ice and get it your way, okay?
Sure. Yeah, I've been following you long before we did our interview, so I've got, like, all my notes from everything I've watched of yours.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, you're a super fan, too. I appreciate that.
I got to talk about, I haven't got to try this yet because it's not where I live. You have an Charlie Behrens brandy?
Oh, yeah. That's the Behrens Old Fashioned Brandy. You got it. And it's named after my grandpa Bob, okay, because... You know, I mean, I wouldn't name a brandy after myself. That'd be egotistical, but I can't help it. Me and Grandpa Bob got the same last name. But, yeah, it's a good brandy, and 90 proof, so it'll light you up like a Christmas bush. So be careful with it, but it makes a great old-fashioned.
About now, it's limited to a couple of states. Do you have plans to get it in more distribution, or how is that working?
Well, right now, no. It's just Wisconsin, and we're going to keep it that way for a while. You know, just because Wisconsin drinks kind of the most brandy, and also you can get it online in another state, but, you know, it's a lot goes into kind of selling in different states. So right now we can just focus on Wisconsin, but who knows, maybe it'll be in different states soon.
I want to talk about, I'm a football fan, and I want to respect your team. I am a Chiefs fan, but I respect the Packers. Are they going to go to the Super Bowl this year?
Yes, the Packers go to the Super Bowl, absolutely. I know some people say you guys have lost to the Browns, you've lost to the Panthers. I don't think it's happening, but keep in mind, we haven't lost to a good team yet. So Give us some time, and we'll figure out the kinks, and we're going to the Super Bowl.
I've got to see some of your social media posts where you are actually at the games. Is there a player that you've wanted to meet just to talk to or get advice from?
Oh, you know what? I mean, honestly, I'd love to talk to Jordan Love. I mean, that would be great. Haven't talked to him yet. Met him before. Really nice guy. Met him when he was the backup QB. But I haven't interviewed him. It would be great to, though.
I would definitely subscribe and watch that.
Well, thank you. I'll see what I can do about it. I'll see if I can figure out. Maybe I'll DM him, you know?
There you go. I want to go back. Whenever I saw you in Springfield, you did something, I think it was on Marketplace or Craigslist, where you found an item out of town. Do you still do that, and how did that come about?
Yeah, so sometimes we do that, but we do, the first Man's Walk Minute, we had a Craigslist kicker in it, and that's where we go on Craigslist and find some item, and then we auction it off at the show, which is always a lot of fun. So we'll do that on occasion, and the money always goes to charity or something like that, some kind of charity, local charity, so it's just a fun way to kind of bring the audience together, and that's what I love about the stand-up shows, you know, it's just a great way to get a bunch of people in the same room and, you know, communicating in person instead of over social media. So
we want to talk about, I saw that your tour, because we got a few minutes left, goes all the way into 2026 of May. You're staying pretty busy. How does that impact on your writing?
You know, you see different things and you just write. You know, it's nice because you see different things at different places you go, and it inspires your writing. And a lot of, you know, the stuff we do is observational, and I say we because I got a bunch of friends that go with, you know, my tour manager and my openers, and we see stuff, and so we may do a sketch about it. It may turn into a stand-up bit. It's just a fun way to go, like, see what's going on in the world, to just get out there and tour.
There we go. I got a few more before our time ends. I want to talk about you in 2022. You released trading cards. What was your reaction when you got the email or they wanted to make trading cards of you?
Oh, I was so excited. I mean, that's such a cool thing. I grew up collecting baseball cards, and then for them to do this kind of cool limited series where they, like, incorporate comedians and stuff, it was just so cool. And then I did a joint card with Christian Yelich, which was fun, and he's a good friend of mine, and you know, so that was awesome. That was really, really cool.
Do you have the whole set, or do you collect your own cards?
I do have some cards right now, but I just have the one that I was on, and then that one with Christian, which is pretty cool. But I got a bunch of other cards, you know, Packers cards and stuff like that in a binder.
There you go. I want to go ahead and do a recap that you are coming to the Tulsa Theater Saturday, November 8th. You can still get tickets to this amazing show. And if Charlie is going to be near you, check out the cities and clubs and venues that he is going to be at, along with the social medias we're going to post below. Charlie, is there anything else that you would want to plug or add?
No, I think that's great. Thank you so much for having me on. This was really kind of you, and just make sure you watch out for deer out there.